KP4 CPA Mobile.
Let me mute this TV set. There we go. Oh, I had to go down the hall here and speak to the plumber. And he's doing a great job, and he got that plunger out of the shower that I couldn't get out.
Hey, you probably just needed a bigger hammer. That's what I do.
Just not qualified to be a plumber. I do have a license as a skin diver for a roto-rooter, but that's about as close as I can get. It's in zero TR.
Diver for, they send you through the pipes, huh? Gotta be a tough job. I tell ya. I hate doing plumbing stuff. And you probably heard me say this before, but I have more trouble with the drain side than I do the, you know, where the water comes in with the pressure. I seem to be able to fix those and have no leaks, but I fix a drain and it leaks, and I'm like, good Lord, what is this? We had both our bathrooms redone, and they put in, of course, you know, new, you know, hardware or whatever it's called, and so just, you know, to, like, we have one bathtub, and so to, you know, stop it up, you just have to push the little thing down, and it clicks, and then it stops the water from flowing out the drain, and then you push it again, and it pops up and lets the water drain out, and, of course, that's not working, and things not even a year old. Yeah, it just really ticks me off, and I can't get the thing apart, so I'm going to have to go to Lowe's or somewhere and look at it and just apart so I can see how to fix the dang thing.
YouTube, if you're brave enough. I can't bend over and get down there, Dave. I hurt for 3 days after trying to just pull that little plunger out. It's a piston that goes from shower to drain. And, I got a license as a skin diver for the roto-rooter. Didn't you ever see me on Dirty Jobs?
Yeah, they were mopping up the floor with.
Our professional plumber is here, Ben, so I'll let you go because he needs to get on the road, Dave. You have a good day. This is Enzo TR.
Ben, we'll talk to you later. KP4 CPA.
WA Mobile.
Good afternoon, KP4 CPA Mobile.
KN4BWA. What's happening, Dave?
Oh, doorknobs are happening in my house. Got the old doorknob coming off in the hand trick.
Yeah, but you don't need doorknobs in your house.
Really? If you want to open the door to get out of the garage, you do. My wife informed me. Then it came out of her hand this morning when she was shutting the door, and I said, well, and it's old. I mean, you know, what can I say? So I'm just going to replace it. I went to Ace Hardware and got me one, and I'll slap it on there, and, you know, move on to the next thing, but it was just, I would like to have been there in the garage when she pulled that thing and it came off in her hand.
That sounds about a 10 or 15 minute job for you.
I mean, yeah, it'll take longer to get the dang thing out of the package than it will to put it in. I mean, you know, everything's done. You got your holes drilled and you're just replacing, so, you know, slap it in and go. And we don't even lock that door because it's, it's got, the garage door, and you can't open that door, that garage door, once it's closed. And so, I'm not worried about anybody coming in that way. But we have had lately some break-ins in the storage buildings. In fact, the guy next door, they broke into his, didn't steal anything. Evidently, they didn't see anything they wanted. So they didn't touch mine, though. I've got a camera and lights on mine, so if they, if they walk anywhere near it, the light will come on, the camera activates, and it has a light, so it'd be kind of crazy to try to break in mine.
I knew a fella back about 5 or 6 years ago. You know how you get the motion censored light that comes on? Well, he attached a little recorder or playback device. And if something came up to the front of this building, and it did not activate unless something actually walked up to it, but so it wasn't any false activations, but he had hooked that thing up to a point where if it activated, it came on and says, "Smile, I have you on HD vision." So it was funny.
Well, he'll definitely be on a candid camera. It's probably, some druggie just, looking for something to sell at the pawn shop. And, I'd like to catch the guy. But, where we lived on Hunts Bridge, the guy next door was a drug addict, and we didn't know it. And had a family, kids, and he came over and stole my lawnmower in broad daylight out of my storage building. Couldn't believe it. But anyway, and the reason I knew that was because the police called me and said, have you missed your mower? And I said, well, not really, because I haven't cut grass in like 2 weeks. And he said, well, we got your mower down here at the courthouse. And so I had to get down to the courthouse and get my lawnmower back. And I tell you, oh, me. And, of course, his parents, they were bailing him out of jail. Every time he went to jail a lot. It seems like they would have kept a repeat offender, but evidently it was such a mild infraction that this time he was willing to show them, where he stole from and what he stole, and that's how he got it back to me.
Well, people say you just got to feel sorry for people like that because it's a disease. No. If you're a thief, you're a thief, and I got nothing for you.
I mean, everybody's, gets down on their luck, I guess, sometime at some point in life. But, we used to live paycheck to paycheck. I've been there, done that for years, but worked two jobs. But, I wouldn't go and steal somebody something, So, I got something for him. I definitely got something for him. In fact, I have several choices.
Seeds.
Let's just say, I'll probably just start with my, I don't know why they call that thing. I call it a nightstick. It collapses, but you sling it out and it's metal and then it locks in place. And I don't think you can actually carry one legally, unless you're law enforcement. But, there's nothing stop me from using it in my own yard or house.
You can have those things all day long. They sell them every day. Matter of fact, I can tell you where to get some. So, let me tell you what, bud. The only thing that they're really regulating is firearms. And believe it or not, if you've got a black powder weapon, those are not regulated. You can carry them anytime, any way you want.
Hello, Dave and Steve, KB2HXS. I wanted to say it a little bit slower for those of you that didn't catch it the first time. Yeah, I have one of those extendable, actually my wife has one in her car, Dave. Yeah, you can get them anywhere. They're pretty readily available. Steve, over to you.
I like two different types of persuaders. The non-lethal type that just, you know, at least 100,000 volts, or the ones that are lethal, that just, I believe in the Big Bang Theory. Folks can take their choice.
Well, let me see if I got it here. Well, yeah, if they're in my house, they're going to get the Big Bang. Yeah, in my yard, I'm not sure. If I could, yeah, I'd probably just shoot him in the leg or something, but I'm not sure I would fare too well with that. So I would start. Yeah, I've got one of those, whatever they're called. My question is it legal to carry one? Because I haven't looked it up or anything, so I don't know if you're supposed to have one or not, but I got one.
Can I interject something here, guys? KD4IOX.
Correspondent.
Still, it's a weapon. It's like carrying a baseball bat in your car. You can't carry a concealed weapon. You can carry a blunt instrument. No crime committed. You have to be careful with the knives, too. Some South Carolina has a length requirement. Some cities have a length requirement on a knife. And black powder can be considered a firearm. KD4IOX.
Level, black powder weapons are not regulated.
Only way to find that out is to go to court.
I have one fellow that already has, and they tried to convict him under a regular standard firearms statute, and his lawyer pulled out the federal regulations. And a black powder weapon is considered a collectible curio, and they had to back off completely.
It depends on how it's being used. You got to be careful with it. It's one of those gray areas you might want to be careful with.
Oh, I'd never challenge it, but then again, I keep a CWP handy. Even though a CWP does not carry that or cover that. It only covers conventionals.
Well, I have a CWP, but, I don't want to have to shoot anybody.
You guys, are y'all still in there?
I'm out. I'm in the driveway. Catch you later. KB2HXS clear.
Hey, Dave, I'll give you a call later on to figure out what we're doing on that little valve, okay? So... I may have one in my building, and if that's all I can get, might as well just use the one I got. So I'll get with you. Y'all go ahead. Take it around.
Fringe area, so I'm going to back out. Just sort of throw that out there. Y'all have a great day. Good talk to y'all. KD4IOX. Name's Leon, by the way.
Jump in anytime. Steve, I got a bell on you, and I'm sitting in the driveway here, and... I put this doorknob on. So, have a good one. Call me later. Okay, we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA clear.
What do you want me to call you, Dave?
Call me a cab, or just don't call me late for supper.
Have a good afternoon, brother. You take it easy. And, I guess that leaves me on the bottom of the pile. KN4VWA, still mobile for about 4 or 5 more minutes.